And we're back. How's it going, everyone? Welcome back to Hawk Sense. I am your host, Alex Nicolau. Please forgive me for the little hiatus. I also, forgot to mention to my Hawk Sense viewers that I was going to be doing this. But I've not been, gone. I've been gone from, the Red Hawk Media channel and, Hawk Sense. But I've been Twitch streaming every Monday and Wednesday besides last week because I had some stuff going on. And we're doing something different that I'm going to be talking about later in this video. Let me finish. I'm a Twitch streaming on Twitch at AlexNicolau13. So if you go to twitch.tv/AlexNicolau13, you'll be able to watch me Twitch stream. We're going to talk about the schedule of that at the end of the video because I'm switching up how I'm going to be doing things. And we have a little bit of an announcement and some news and things are going to change. And we'll stay tuned. We're going to talk about that at the end of the video. But when it comes to the superhero community, everybody, there's been a lot going on. All the news has been a little bit iffy and wishy-washy, but I'm feeling pretty good about what we're going to be talking about in today's episode. We got a lot with Marvel Games. Three huge things to talk about in Marvel Games. Starting off, Marvel Rivals, which we're going to be watching the trailer together, but if you do not know what this is, it's an Overwatch type 6v6 third-person shooter game. And I'm honestly, let's just load up the trailer and we'll watch it together. It looks really cool. I'm very excited for this. Overwatch is a really fun game, and I really enjoy that game. I enjoyed that game. I actually despise that game now. But this looks awesome. I mean, look at all these people we got here. Look at this. So right off the bat, we have a great... Okay, I'm blocking Namor, but you can see we have Groot here, we have Rocket, we have Luna Snow, we have Magic, we have Loki, Black Panther, Bruce Banner with the Gamma Gun, which seems super, is he just giving people cancer with this? The Gamma Gun, right? And then he has he could turn to the Hulk, obviously, why would they just have that? Our boy Spider-Man, Doctor Strange, Penny Parker! There's our introduction to the Spider-Verse already. And we have Iron Man here. I won't be pausing it, but look at this. Look at that. This looks so cool. And then you could do team activated powers. Break the terrain. The graphics look great. I really like the art style, too. Obviously, we're going to talk about that Spider-Man suit in a different video. But Yuri Lowenthal is voicing our goat. Luna Snow and Magic are two ones that people really didn't know who they are. But if you've seen the New Mutants, Anya Taylor-Joy actually played Magic in that. And it was... movie's not so cool. But that Loki alt, he gets to, morph into any character on the field. I like how they have Rocket and Groot separate. Because I think Rocket is, enough on his own. That's obviously our D.Va clone. Let's be for real. That's going to be awesome. Let's be honest. Luna. There's our girl Galacta. And then we have our other cast here of Storm, Magneto, Star-Lord, Mantis, Punisher, and Scarlet Witch. Which is really cool. I don't know, it looks really fun. I think that's going to do great. I think I could see it going south for sure, but I think if they keep it simple and not try to pump it with story and lore and just fan service, I guess, I feel like they will be able to nail it on the head with this, and I think it will be successful for a couple years. So obviously, we have a lot of characters. I'm going to recap every single one that we saw. We have Rocket Raccoon, Star-Lord, Black Panther, Iron Man, Doctor Strange, Scarlet Witch, Namor the Submariner, Magneto, Magic, Storm, Penny Parker, Luna Snow, Loki, Bruce Banner and the Hulk, Groot, Mantis, Punisher, Magneto, and of course, our boy Spider-Man. As of right now, it's not confirmed for any other platform besides PC, because the closed alpha will begin in May for only PC players, but recent rumors actually of today, which is April 1st, rumors have confirmed that it won't just be on PC and next-gen consoles like PS5 Xbox One, whatever it's called. I don't know. I don't own an Xbox. Xbox Series X, is that the one? We'll be able to play it sooner than we all think. Obviously, at the end there, we've seen Galacta, who is the daughter of Galactus. She's kind of like a joke character and has been confirmed not to be the true villain of this game. The true villain of this game is actually Dr. Doom and a Dr. Doom variant from the 2099 year, which is really cool. And some other characters that were announced but wasn't shown is Moon Knight. And then we have the two maps that were confirmed in the trailer. We have Asgard, which is really cool. And in push maps or escort maps, you'll be able to escort different items to Odin's vault. The one we've seen was Stormbreaker. And then we have Spider Island. And when in an escort match, you'll be able to escort a young spider person who has lost their dimension to like a go-home machine type thing, which is really cool. Obviously, we're going to get more news and updates about this, but there are so many characters that they left out that they can put in, such as Thor, Captain America, the entirety of the Fantastic Four. We have seen little to less than half of the X-Men, right? There's mutants like Magic, who people really don't know, so that leaves it open for, like, maybe villains. Like, what if we could do, like, a Green Goblin? That would be really cool. I'm actually really excited for this, and now that we have learned that next-gen consoles will be able to play it sooner than we think, it leaves me even more excited. So next up, we have to talk about Marvel 1943, The Rise of Hydra. Now, this is the Black Panther and Captain America game that was announced a long time ago, and we finally got a story trailer, which we will be watching together right now. Let's do it. First off, the graphics in this is absolutely insane. You have to look at them. Howard Stark, I'm guessing. I said Howard.
If they arrest you two, they will take you to their headquarters, and you will not return.
Look at this.
I'm more concerned with the 6-foot cat man who's got claws that can cut through vibranium alloy.
He looks good. Skydance. That's cool. So obviously this isn't T'Challa, because it takes place in 1943. This would be King T'Chaka. So obviously he said there's two super soldiers besides him. So that's Black Panther, and I'm guessing the Winter Soldier. Look at that. Look at that. That suit is... They cooked with that suit so hard. Oh my god. That's going to be so awesome. Jumping on the rooftops of France as Black Panther. When am I now? Can we take a... Like, can we look at that real quick? Look at his face. So obviously we know who it is. That's Kerry Payton. Now if you don't know who Kerry Payton is and you're a superhero fan, you're not. Kerry Payton is the legendary voice actor for a lot of characters, most notably Cyborg in the Teen Titans original series and Teen Titans Go. The GOAT. And he's playing King T'Chaka. That mask is insane. Hold on, that might be the best Black Panther suit that we've seen. Stealth missions will be insane.
It's better if I tackle this one alone.
Cap suit looks outstanding.
That won't be a problem. Our cat friend is definitely here too. By the look of things.
Suit looks great. Like, look at that. Look at the helmet. Perfect. The American boy.
Wanted us dead, we'd be dead. So what do you want?
Answers.
That's far enough. Stay out of my way.
Stand aside.
I do not take orders from anyone.
Dude.
Time for this. Neither do I.
That's gonna be insanely fun. Oh, I just like totally missed the last part for you guys. Sorry, guys. I didn't think there was any more. Here we go. This is what you guys missed. The Rise of Hydra. There it is. Oh, so I guess we'll be able to play in France, Wakanda. Be cool. Coming 2025. Super excited. I'm guessing maybe summer 2025, fall, that type of area. If it comes spring, that'd be awesome. But as of right now, that's what we got for that. It looks super fun. Lastly, for Marvel games, we have to talk about Spider-Man The Great Web, which is a canceled Spider-Man video game. We'll talk about why I threw up air quotes later, but essentially it's a canceled Spider-Man video game that Insomniac was going to make, where it was going to be multiplayer and you would go around with up to four friends and fight as different Spider-Verse people. We'll talk about the types of Spider-Verse people after we watch the trailers here, but it's essentially a multiplayer Spider-Man game to come to the PS5, which really sucks. But let's watch the trailers here. So there's two that released. They're very similar. This one looks a little bit less unfinished than the second one. But here it is. Nothing in the whole world I wouldn't do for this big, beautiful apple. So obviously we see Gwen Stacy there. We see Ben Reilly. Miles Morales has a different design. We have Rhino here. One moment, you're scarfing down a slice from Vinny's. The next, you're stopping a supervillain prison break. Protect the neighborhood. We see Miles. You know, we see... Who's that down there? Oh, he's... No, that's Miles dragging someone. And Peter there. Different suit for Miles. Obviously, you can see all your friends over here. With web wings, there's Gwen Stacy. But you're way better off with some friends. I'm going to stop talking and just let the trailer go. Silk up there. That's playable Venom, by the way. As you can see, the difference between a lot of them, you can see this, like, this obviously doesn't look finished, by the way. Let's be real. But, like, that Doc Ock has, like, a purple suit on instead of, like, a green one. The Vulture looks updated. Shocker looks updated. You know, Savage. You know, I don't think I'm gonna be enough this time, guys. But together, it just might be. You in? Yeah, so that's that one. That one looks great. I mean, that one obviously looks a little bit unfinished. The second one looks a lot better. But after seeing that, it still makes me want to cry that this might actually be a canceled video game. But let's move on to the second one, because the second one's actually a lot better. New York City. Nothing in the unique Miles design. That's his, like, pride suit, right? Beautiful apple. One moment, you're scarfing down a slice from Vinny's. The next... You're stopping a super very similar, right? But there's but try not to lean too hard into the whole lone wolf thing. See? Because this gig's a whole lot more fun when you've got friends. You see people's names above. There are plenty of bad stopping crimes. Like to see you 6 feet under. Look at all the different spider people we see, different suits. You know the great web? The interdimensional nexus of life and destiny that connects all us spider pals together. A few of us here tried to protect it, but we failed. If the great web collapses, it's the end for us. Like, look at all these spider people that aren't even in the trailer that could be in this game. See, look, this is like a race. Swing across the great web. It's time to come together and fix this mess. Good luck out there. You're gonna need it. This is, was your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. Signing off. So there's the other one. Like I said, it just looks a lot more clean than the original trailer does. But even then, it looks unfinished. Like, how is that trailer made? Like, it does not look like something that they would even put out at, like, a PlayStation showcase or something. It looks super unfinished, so that's why I kept throwing up the air quotes when we were talking about it, because this doesn't seem like something that was made to go out. This, to me, looked like a little bit of strategic leaking by Sony and Insomniac, because obviously the huge Insomniac leak happened. a month or so ago, and it leaked a whole bunch of stuff for Wolverine. But this is a finished trailer with unfinished gameplay. How does that just leak? It's ready. The MP4 is ready and was just there to take? Really? I find that super hard to believe. And the same people who were saying, I'm not going to be reporting on the Wolverine leaks or any of the Insomniac leaks because of this and this and this, were talking and posting this trailer everywhere on Twitter. So it just, I find it so hard to believe that this game is canceled. Hey everyone, Alex in editing here. Sorry for the interruption. Just forgot to talk about a point that I had about Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League literally being dead already. It has less than 1,000 players, and some consider it to be the death of the Arkhamverse. And I bet seeing that made Sony and Insomniac rethink this idea, so they strategically leaked the trailer to see how audiences would react. Thank you, bye. But essentially, this would kind of take place after the second Spider-Man game, right? So Spider-Man 2, after the third DLC, which was leaked. We have the three DLCs coming out. I don't know if I talked about that. We have the Beetle mission, we have Carnage, and then we have this multiversal storyline. So this will probably take place after that, and we're expected to get those sometime later in the year, maybe even early 2025. The date of release has really not been leaked on that or rumored, so we'll just have to take that one by ear. But essentially, you and four other different friends play as different spider people going around Marvel's New York and different multiverses to battle different Sinister Six groups who are attacking these great web points. So you are essentially playing around the city with your friends, beating crimes together. Like I said, there was also the races, and you could just swing around with your friends in your favorite suits as your favorite spider people and just have fun together. And that makes me so sad that I don't have that in my hands right now, because me and Matt would be playing every day. John, everybody knows John, our good friend John, said that he would buy a PS5 just to play that game because of how fun that would be. He's on Xbox. He's a strong Xbox lover too, right? Now, there was a lot of Spider-Verse characters in there, so we're going to talk about the ones that we've seen. So Spider-Verse characters are included but not limited to Spider-Man 2099, Miguel O'Hara, Spider-Punk, Hobie Brown, Ghost Spider, so Spider-Gwen, Silk, Cindy Moon, Scarlet Spider, Ben Reilly. We did not see Kane in that trailer. And of course, Miles Morales, Peter Parker. And then we did see the black suit Spider-Man, which is probably the Peter Parker because of the proximity of these games. Our Spider-Man would be in the black suit around the time that this was probably being made and whatnot. So they just used that. But I can totally see this game working out. But I also see this game not working because if all you can do is swing around, race your friends, battle a couple villains repetitively, that's not going to last. There's not going to be too much to it. And honestly, I wouldn't pay $60 or $70 now for that. So I honestly see this as a way for them to get some feedback, right? That's why I said they strategically leaked this, to get some feedback, see what they can do to rework this game. Because I don't think after that, after the reaction, if you were on Twitter, if you were, you know, active around the time that this stuff was leaking, you could see the full support for Insomniac to push on this game, saying, push Wolverine back, put this game out, cancel the Venom game that was leaked, put this out, you know, that type of stuff. So, Insomniac, here's my take on this, as a huge consumer of your universe, right? Like I've said it before on the podcast, the Insomniac Universe Spider-Man is probably my favorite recent iteration of the character. Besides your guys' black suit iteration, it could use some work. Insomniac, please, this is huge, and I would 100% buy everything in this game. You could do a battle pass, you could do buying PVA missions, whatever you want. Please, make this happen. This would be absolutely awesome. So two more things before we get to our little announcement here. Sony is actually considering making an animated Venom movie with Seth Rogen as one of the producers. Let's go. This could either be the greatest thing ever or really good. I don't think there's got to be a negative to this. I think they should 100% move on to do this. Oh, and speaking of Venom, the third movie is going to be titled Venom the Last Dance. We really have been gone for quite some time, huh? So it's going to be called Venom the Last Dance, and it will be Tom Hardy's last appearance as Venom, but the Venom character himself will be in the MCU after this. I don't know, man. I don't know. There's a lot. But then we have to talk about Spider-Man 4. Like, Spider-Man 4 was set to film this fall with director from Fast and Furious, Justin Lin, which I vetoed. No. And luckily for me, they haven't set on him, which is awesome. But we actually did get a few little updates on what it's going to be. So Wilson Fisk and Tombstone are actually going to be characters in Spider-Man 4. I think it's similar to like them both being crime bosses, because this is going to be a street-level story type of movie, because Kevin Feige actually won the argument between Sony and Marvel, because Sony wanted a multiversal story with John Watts back, which I think I wouldn't mind John Watts back, but I don't want another multiversal story or a new director with a more street-level crime story, which I am in more favor for. So we're getting that, actually, which is really awesome. A lot of details have come out, but a lot of details have come out about them scrapping the rest of the details that I've heard and kind of reworking it. And it's set to film this fall, which is kind of crazy, kind of soon. But when you really think about it, this December is going to be the third anniversary of Spider-Man No Way Home, which is kind of crazy. But some of the leaked details that we did get is that Miles Morales will be making his appearance in Spider-Man 4, but he is not even expected to get bit by a spider in that film. Just going to just be kind of an introduction to the character and who's going to be playing him. Zendaya will have a role, but it's going to be super small, like her role in Spider-Man Homecoming, where she's not even a love interest, and she's kind of just like there for... Peter's going to try to develop that connection, but it's just not going to work how he wants it to be, and it's going to be a very much like Spider-Man is Spider-Man, Peter Parker is no more type of thing. Like, he's just going to be so into being Spider-Man that he's gonna forget about Peter Parker completely, because everybody else has forgotten about Peter Parker, which is all leaked details that I guess have been scrapped. I don't know. There's a lot to talk about. We're just gonna have to see in the future, but we have to get to our announcement here, and my heart is racing. This is so... But next fall, which is my last semester at IUN, I will not be at IUN. I will be in Florida doing the Disney College program with Matt Lamsky, who you know from Next Gen Gaming at Red Hawk Media. I know it's kind of a huge change, and I will talk about the Red Hawk Media side of things in a different video, because that means I can no longer be the president, which is a separate thing from Hawk Sense here. But in terms of Hawk Sense, we'll be changing for sure. There's definitely going to be a change in things. I will still be an active member of Red Hawk Media, even though I won't be on campus. You know, I'll be doing the podcast and whatnot. I think I'll have more time for Hawksense. I think I will, because like nowadays, you know, I'm in school, like on campus, right? I work on the weekends. You know, I have a social life. I have homework. You know, I have a lot of other stuff going on as the president of Red Hawk Media, and I also do student government. You know, in Florida, I'm going to work as my internship, right, at the parks. I'm going to do a little bit of online school down there, too. But then after that, on my free time, I can do episodes of Hawksense. So I think Hawksense won't be changing as much. In fact, I think we'll be able to do a little bit more, which will be fun. And then also me and Matt are planning on doing a couple of things down there in Disney, of course, for the Red Hawk Media channel. But there will be a separate video coming about kind of like a goodbye as the president of Red Hawk Media, which is really sad, and it's its own separate issue that we're not going to get into right now because it makes me emotional. But I wanted to give you an update on kind of my schedule for the summer, because now that it's going to be summer soon, and then the fall, which I don't know, we'll probably announce at the end of summer, because I literally have no idea what my schedule is going to look like down there when I'm there. But I leave in August, and I'll be there till about January. Which is pretty awesome. I'm super excited. This is an opportunity that I've been looking at for quite some time. And now that me and Matt have found the right time to go together, it's going to be 10 times more fun. And I think the experience is going to be fantastic. And it's going to be a great way for me to get launched into the workforce and also have that step up to go work at Marvel. Because now I literally work at Disney. Like that's already there, right? I'm super excited. So here's my schedule, right? So Hawk Sense will still be bi-weekly for the entire summer, but every Wednesday, every single Wednesday, twitch.tv/AlexNicolaou13. Those VODs will be uploaded to my main channel, which I'll leave in the description below. It's just Alex Nicolaou. I think the tag is also AlexNicolaou13. So I'll be posting my VODs there if you want to see my streams. Maybe I can do some stream highlights. Right now we're playing Spider-Man 2. So go follow me at twitch.tv/AlexNicolaou13. Next Wednesday will be kind of like the reset of my schedule, because I did have a schedule before and I'm reworking some things now. So we will be Twitch streaming still, just not as frequently as we did. I was going to do Monday and Wednesday. We're just going to do once a week for right now, and we'll see how that works out. Maybe in the summer I'll go back to Monday, and maybe even Friday. We'll see what happens. But as of right now, Wednesday we'll be streaming, and then every other Friday, bi-weekly, you'll be getting a hot, fresh, new episode of Hawk Sense. That's all I have for you guys. Thank you guys so much for watching. I truly appreciate it. Stay tuned for what happens in the future. Stay tuned for my goodbye video. That's gonna suck. I'm excited. But follow us on Instagram at redhawk.media. If you have any questions or comments, you can always DM us. Someone will get back to you. If you ask for me, I will answer your question. So at redhawk.media is our Instagram handle. They're popping on Red Hawk Media Instagram. The social media team is going ham always. So take a look at what they're doing there. We have a bunch of new podcasts out. NNA Unplugged, Off the Script, part-time podcast, and a couple other ones in the works. They're doing great, and I'm very proud of my team right now. We're doing fantastic. You could also go and follow me at AlexNicolaou13 on all platforms, besides Snapchat. Don't add me on Snapchat. I also don't even think that's my handle. Anyway, thank you guys so much for watching. I'll see you guys next time. Bye.